Hello and welcome to the first ever Crystal Archive podcast. I'm Dwight House, your host, webmaster, and crystal expert. Let's get this podcast started. As I said before, I'm Dwight House, the creator of the Crystal Archive. I'd like to welcome all the Crystal fans, Star Fox fans, furries, and people who randomly came across this podcast in the iTunes Music Store. Welcome. I plan on having this podcast about once every month, 30 minutes to an hour each month, and perhaps I'll do it weekly if there's more information in that period of time. For those of you who are new to podcasting, I've created a What is a Podcast document on my site, in the podcast section, to help you understand what podcasts are and get it ready to use and to download and to listen to. So check that out if you haven't already. Since this is the first podcast, I need to cover my bases, especially for those who don't really know that much about Crystal already. So who is Crystal anyway? Well, Crystal is a blue anthropomorphic fox from the Star Fox series of games. Anthropomorphic, of course, means human-shaped animal. They have a basic human shape, but with extra additions like a tail, a muzzle, and full-body fur. Crystal has all of these. She has a full-body blue fur, a tail, a muzzle, and fox-like ears. And she's very, very popular, both among the Star Fox fans and among furries, just in general. She's probably one of the more famous anthropomorphic characters in video games, along with the rest of the Star Fox team. Crystal has appeared in two games so far. Star Fox Adventures, which was originally Dinosaur Planet, in which she was completely different. She was, rather than a fox, a cat, and had a completely different storyline given to her. But she was changed to a fox when the game Dinosaur Planet was changed to Star Fox Adventures for the Nintendo GameCube. She's also appeared in Star Fox Assault. She played a much smaller role in that game. And what is the Crystal Archive? The Crystal Archive is my website. It's at crystal.dwightdesign.com, crystal with a K, of course. It's a place where I record all attainable information about Crystal. It was created by me, and as a fan. It's a fan site, a shrine, if you will. And I'd love to go into the history and how and why I made it, but there's so much new information right now that for this podcast, I'm not going to have time, so I'm going to push that to a later podcast, and we're going to go into the news. But before I start with news and updates, I'd like to mention the KLA and Club Chris. The KLA, the Crystal Lovers Association, is a long-running fan forum. About Crystal. It was created around the time that Star Fox Adventures came out, so it's about 3 or 4 years old now. It has a very active user base, especially since it was upgraded and moved to Eggman's server, and you can find a link to it in the show notes. It's also at crystallovers.com. And they recently started their own podcast about a month ago, and it's called Club Chris, and it covers the community aspect. In fact, the whole site, it covers the community aspect of the Crystal fandom. I cover the files and the data and the official information, and as well as archiving of fan works like fan art, 3D model attempts, and fan fictions. But the KLA is a great place with a very active community and lots of great people, and that's often the first place you'll find new information about Crystal. And join that forum. It's a great place. I recommend it. So let's get to the news. Oh, well, before I start, this is not actually the first episode of the Crystal Archive podcast. I recorded one about 2 weeks ago, and a lot of the information I'm about to present was also presented in that podcast, but due to some various problems and me not knowing about certain new information at the time, it never got released, and now everything is in it is kind of obsolete. It needs a new perspective. So that will probably never be released, and if it does, it'll be episode negative one or something like that. But it's basically, I'm basically going to cover everything I covered in that podcast and some more, but I might be doing it in a little less detail. So just so you know, I'm going to try and go really fast through these things. So, news. Now, unless you've been living under a rock the last month, E3 happened again this year, and there were two major announcements about Crystal, or related to Crystal, that are very important, that occurred at the show, and that is, one, Star Fox Command was announced. Star Fox Command is the next Star Fox game. It was long rumored that there would be a Star Fox game similar to Star Fox 64 that would come out on the Nintendo DS, and it turns out that's true. Star Fox Command is going to be very much like Star Fox 64 in all the ways that Star Fox 64 was really great. It's going to be mainly controlled with the stylus, and it's going to have reportedly 15 playable characters, and Crystal is among them. Now, whenever the demo version was played at E3, a guy named Tail Tiger took some pictures of the menu selection screen where you can choose a character, and Crystal is one of them. So he took the pictures, and he has since allowed me to post them, and you can find them at my site in the image section under Star Fox Command screenshots. And people made a big deal about what she was wearing and her just general shape, because her head is almost twice as big as it was in other games. But I'm sure, I mean, this all has something to do with the way the models are designed for a portable platform. And as far as the suit is concerned, they were, a lot of fans have been upset that she's now not only wearing a blue jumpsuit, I mean, she was wearing a blue jumpsuit in Star Fox Assault. Now she's wearing a pink one, virtually the same design. A lot of people aren't very happy about that. I mean, to me, it looks more purple than pink, but I don't care. You know, as long as she's in the game, I'm happy. I'm already satisfied. So take that as you will. You can find that sort of discussion quite easily on the KLA boards. And then about a week ago, Cassandra Black Fox informed me that the next issue of Famitsu Magazine. It's a game magazine in Japan, and they always have exclusive information and really very early reports, things that other magazines won't get for a month or several weeks at least, because they're very close to the developers of the games. So they released a bunch of information about DS games, and one of them was about Star Fox Command. They had a whole two-page section just for Star Fox Command. And on that section, related to Crystal, there were two major things. There was one, her actual render, the way she'll probably look in the official released promo renders. Another one was a picture of what appears to be a cutscene in which Fox is looking down kind of sadly, and Crystal's walking away with tears in her eyes. And that's caused a lot of concern in the fan community, because translated, basically what the text says right next to that screen is, Crystal left Fox, and now no one knows where he is, where she is. And in addition, throughout the rest of the article, it talks about how the team has split up, and it's just apparently Fox and Rob now. But I'm going to be the optimist and say, you know, what's going to happen is you're going to start out with just Fox and Rob, and then because of the new threat, which appears to be some giant toad of some kind, Fox will reassemble his team as you play through the branching paths of the game. But that's all entirely speculation. We really don't know what's going to happen with that. We certainly hope that Crystal will make as big of an appearance as possible within the game. Today, Mr. Showtime at StarFoxOnline.net posted a video from GC Cafe, and it showed off the menu screen and some gameplay footage from Star Fox Command from the demo version at E3. That's yet another picture of Crystal at the selection screen. in case you needed video proof. That's also in the show notes. Now, the second major announcement at E3 was the announcement of Super Smash Bros. Brawl. It wasn't revealed during the actual first press conference in the morning, but shown later, either that evening or the next evening, to a very exclusive set of reporters. And it was a video showing off the various characters and their differences between the previous one, Super Smash Bros. Melee, and the new one, Super Smash Bros. Brawl. And new characters were Wario, Pit, Meta Knight, Zero Suit Samus, which is Samus without her power suit, and a new character, which was the major surprise, was Solid Snake from the Metal Gear Solid series of games. He's the first third-party character to be in a Smash game. And I'm not too happy about that, but that goes beyond the scope of the podcast. Nowhere were any of the Star Fox team members shown, let alone Crystal. But once the game was officially announced and shown, I started a campaign, the Get Crystal in Smash project. And basically what happened was, when they announced the video, SmashBrothers.com had a quick a request form. You could make a request on a character, a song, or just general game mechanics, you know, stuff you wanted in the game. I did my best and got the got a sort of bad translation of I request Crystal to be in the next Smash game into Japanese with an online translator. It didn't work out too well, but we had at least 10 people submit that to the request form. The voting closed on June 9th. They closed the forum, so you can no longer vote or request anything in the game. They're going to continue with the development of Super Smash Bros. Brawl. But at least three people were featured that requested Crystal. Two of them were very passionate about it, and one guy said he was going to practice his Japanese. So send him your requests and he'll translate it for you. So those got in there, ours got in there, and at least three were looked at very hard because they got included in the featured requests pages. There's like, they had like 250 featured requests, and they sometimes commented on them. So we at least know that they've heard that she's popular and she's wanted, and we have a lot of people requesting her. She's probably considered one of the most likely candidates for inclusion that hasn't already been mentioned. And this has been made evident with the other another news report in an article I made about recent Crystal news, which you can find in the show notes. Go Nintendo reported that the guy working on Brawl was considering all these requests. During this report, Go Nintendo, Crystal was featured as one of the two most likely candidates for Brawl characters. Oh, and also part of my Get Crystal in Smash project, in addition to the request form, that's over. We can't do anything more about that, but you can still do one more thing, and that is send me your signature, your real name, signed and scanned in or taken a picture of, or even if you have a graphics tablet, you can sign your name on that. Send it me on email, and there's instructions on how to do that on the page, smashproject.dwightdesign.com. As soon as I get the final signatures, I'm going to make a letter, print those signatures out, send them to Nintendo, saying these are the people who want Crystal in Smash Brothers, because it's a real signature campaign. Online petitions, they don't work because there's no way to verify unique signatures. But here it's a little different. We are actually sending a physical letter with actual signatures of people. I think we'll at least get their attention. I currently have 11 signatures, and I'm hoping for at least 20 before I send the letter. So this is your last chance, people. Send me those signatures. I won't be using them for anything. As soon as I send that letter, I'm deleting them from my computer. Now, I mean, I have no need or plans to use them in any bad way. That's just silly. I can't even use your signature if I wanted to. So this is the very last call for signatures. Try and get Crystal in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. So please, please hurry and do that. Oh, and I'd also like to take a minute to talk about Crystal's likelihood to be in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. She's not yet confirmed, but she is probably the most likely candidate that hasn't already been announced as official characters. Because Pit was very likely and Wario was very, very likely, and they didn't get included in the last Smash game, and now they're included. So Crystal is pretty much next on the list. She's very popular, and she's been, and of course they've heard at least three times that people want her. Oh, and also she has a, you know, she can have a very unique move set. She has a staff weaponry for close combat. She's also telepathic, psychic in nature. They could probably give her psychic blasts of some kind. And that would be really interesting as a playable character. It certainly would not be a clone of Fox, like many have suggested that Falco and Fox are in Super Smash Bros. Melee. So we're very hopeful, and so either she's already in it and she's a secret character and they haven't told us yet, in which case her chances of being in it are 100%. Otherwise, I'm guessing that her chances of being in it are somewhere between 60 and 80%. So the average is about 90%. So there's a 90% chance that Crystal will be in Smash Bros. That's just my rough estimate. And so that's E3 2006. Those are the big announcements related to Crystal. Next, we have something I just put out a couple days ago, the Crystal blog. It just randomly occurred to me that a blog is far simpler to update than both a podcast and just my normal website. So instead of giving you news and information about upcoming updates in the updates part of the website, I'm going to be posting that information on the Crystal blog, and you can subscribe to that as well. I try to update every single day with something, even if it's just like, you know, one new fan art I found that day or whatever. I'm going to try and update it every single day, and so far it's been 5 days or 4 days, and I've updated it. This is put something about it on it every day. Please have a look at that. It's at the crystal.dewightdesign.com/blog, and you can find a link to it on every page of the Crystal Archive underneath the links to the major sections of the website. So I'm really excited about that because it was going to make things easier for me to post things. It's going to make things easier for you because you can get news quicker than every time I update the website, which is not that often. Okay, in other news, two artists of note did something recently. Tails Rules, a couple months ago, released his first art CD, and these are purchasable on his website. You can find a link to that in the show notes. And the main thing about it is, in addition to other art, there are three Crystal artworks on it. That's why it's of note. There are three Crystal artworks on it, two of which are exclusive to that CD. You won't find them anywhere else on the internet. So if you want to have your complete collection, you're gonna have to get this CD, and it's at his website. And the second major art news is Morningstar. Morningstar, actually, it was about a month ago, 2 months ago. A guy contacted me saying that he had commissioned, it was Tobias the Fox, he commissioned Morningstar to make a highly accurate depiction of Crystal from the front and back to be used as a reference for other art and perhaps 3D modeling attempts and such. And he said, you know, I'd like you to host this because, you know, it's a resource to other artists in addition to be, you know, a fan art piece. I said, oh, that's great, I'd love to. And so I contacted Morningstar and we've been talking, and I've got the page up. The page is up there. It's in the articles section. It's under Morningstar's Crystal. It's very, very good, and I really appreciate her allowing me to host that fan art and related sketches. And more will be coming soon. She's still working on colorations of this and higher resolution line arts and just different other things she's working on related to this. It's going to come out in the next couple weeks, and I should have I should have something about those also on that page whenever they come out. And also, if you are interested in getting a really high resolution image of this art, you can she will eventually be offering full size versions of this piece, and perhaps even and signed by her, printed on 8.5 by 11, or perhaps even bigger sheets. And they could be purchased on her website. I think they're going to be going for $10, but we'll see. She hasn't yet put anything up about that. So look for that in the near future. So that ends our pseudo-advertising portion of the show. Let's get on to the actual updates to the Crystal Archive itself. Okay, first off, there was about 2 weeks ago, I put up a new article. In addition to the Morningstar's article, I put up an article that's basically the Star Fox Assault script for through every level. It's made by a guy named, who goes by Kilroy. And he made this this whole script on game FAQs, and I emailed him about it. He said, sure, you can put it on your site. So I did. I also got his permission to change it so that everything that Crystal says, if Crystal has a speaking part, it's highlighted in purple. So it's easily identifiable from the rest of it. And that's just so you can see what the kind of things that Crystal says during the game and for completion reasons. And then thank you very much, Kilroy, for allowing me to place that on the site. Yesterday and in the past couple days, I've added several new fan arts. We're now approaching 900 fan arts. And I'm going to guess that we'll reach 1,000 clean fan arts in the next 2 months or so. Especially, you know, if she comes out in these next games. If she comes out, I mean, I know there'll be a rapid increase in fan art when Star Fox Command comes out, but even more so if she appears in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. It'll just be an insane amount of art. Maybe, you know, probably something like 5 a day, which we've rarely seen any other time since she came out, with the possible exception of Star Fox Assault. But I wasn't really paying attention to the fan art scene at that time, so I really don't know. But there's a lot of fan art listed, and I've added a few ones. I've also added one new fan fiction that happened this morning, so go check it out. And related to all this is the Crystal Fan Art Restoration Project is now complete. Now, if you don't know what that is, I don't blame you. I didn't really mention it anywhere on the actual site. I mentioned it a few times on various forums. It started out when I found some fan art. I was going through the fan art list with 800 plus fan arts on the page, and there were some missing. And I was concerned because I had never saved any of these. I don't save these myself because, I mean, you can always go and look it up. It's in my list, right? Well, wrong. Some of the artists leave sometimes, or their art gets corrupted and disappears from the gallery. You can never see it again. So I went through every single one of those links over a period of, you know, a couple weeks, and I found all the missing ones, and I put them in a separate list. So now the 879 fan arts, those are all working links, as far as I know, since I last checked. They're all working. None of them go to an empty page or corrupted file. And I also, from my own personal self, I've been saving the fan art. So now I have a very, very complete collection of 284.9 megabytes of art. But, oh, and another portion of the fan art restoration project is dev watching. Now, art comes out all the time. You may not know when an artist does it because they don't just announce it to the world. Like, I mean, some do. They announced it on the various Star Fox boards, but some don't. So I have gone, and anyone who's ever made a Crystal fan art, even if that fan art wasn't acceptable for the fan art list, I've dev watched them. I have a check so that every time they do a new art piece or a new scrap, I know about it, and it tells me. And every day I check through them, and I get maybe 50 to 100 fan arts to look through a day, and that's reasonable. I can keep up with that. So the fan art project is complete because I've dev watched everybody, and so from now on there won't be that much need to go looking, scouring, digging through the internet looking for new fan arts. It's just to sit back and let the information come to me. There'll still be new ones. I'll still be looking all the time, but this major restoration project is done, and now it's just a matter of, you know, watching and waiting for new stuff to happen, because I'm pretty much updated with all the stuff in the past. And now, we're getting towards the end of the show, and I'd like to say a few personal updates related to both me and the archive. Now, it's summer vacation for me. I finished finals a couple months ago, and I would, during the summer, my main plan was, okay, get the videos, the video in the video section of the Crystal Archive, get them all up to speed with a higher resolution codec, lower file sizes, and just generally make better videos. And I also had some other projects planned, like a music, I was planning on making a music video about Crystal, and some other things related to Crystal, perhaps a speed run through the Crizoa Palace in Star Fox Adventures, because that's the main gameplay experience with Crystal in any of the games. Unfortunately, I'm running out of hard drive space, and I also want the best. I want the best available. Well, I will be getting a new Mac sometime towards the end of the summer. It's going to be an iMac, and it's going to have a bigger hard drive and faster RAM, faster processor. It's going to be really, really great. And that I'm going to wait until I get that to do the video, the new video recordings, and edits and all that. So instead of the video updates being the first thing I did this summer, it's going to turn out they're going to be pretty much the last thing I did this summer. So that's coming soon. Secondly, today is June 17th, 2006, and I plan on releasing this podcast sometime tonight or tomorrow. But tomorrow and the next day, on Monday, and perhaps even Tuesday, I'm going to be at the doctor's office doing... I'd rather not get into it, but they're going to be putting me completely out of commission. They're going to knock me out totally, and I don't know what the effects are going to be, and all that. So if you don't hear me for a couple days, that's why. I was at the doctor's appointment. There might be some complications. I'm not really worried about it. Just so you know, so you don't worry about where I am and why there are no new updates. So that's it. That's about all for this episode. I look forward to doing this again next time. And I really hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Hopefully you decided to subscribe rather than just listen to this one. And I'll see you either next week or next month, depending on the new information about Crystal. I'm sorry if this seemed really rushed and short, because I could have gone into a lot more detail in all of this. But I decided to keep it short this time. And one more thing before I go. Two more things before I go, actually. Forgot to mention this. One is I'm still working on getting a custom theme. As you heard, the first theme was actually... the song that you hear when you play the Crizoa Palace in Star Fox Adventures, which is the main area that you play as Crystal during the game, Star Fox Adventures. So I'm still working on getting a custom theme. It's probably a remix of that song, but so far I have had little luck contacting people or getting them to respond to me. It might be a couple more podcasts before I actually get a good theme, but I'm working on it. And secondly, if you want to ask a question or have something talked about specifically on the show, and as long as it, you know, is reasonable, I'm very happy to do so. I welcome any feedback you can give me. You can just email me. There's a contact page at the Crystal Archive, and also my email address is in the show notes. It's dwighthouse@gmail.com. Email me questions and stuff, and I'll try and do it on the air next time. Anything at all, as long as it's clean, I'd be happy to do it. So thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoy.